Gotcha!
Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Oh, no! You looking at my bass?
I'm certainly not.
You're checking out my bass?
I'm not.
You're looking at my bass guitar?
I'm not.
You didn't think you'd be hanging out with a musician, huh?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Just right into it. Just right into it.
The Foster the Podcast studio looks like a high school dorm. There's an Avengers poster. There's some toys.
Yeah.
And a bass guitar to complete the room.
Yeah. You got a lot of different directions in here.
But everything's like thematically correct.
Yeah.
Yep. You're a child.
Yeah. Yep, giant man child. Fine though.
So I went to my bass lesson at the School of Rock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the guy, long haired guy. Like, if you were to write a sketch about a bass instructor at the School of Rock.
Okay.
Yeah, you can picture it.
Someone made a movie about it.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Asking me who I wanted to sound like, who I wanted to play like. You know, what was my influences, and I was like, I told him.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, does that make sense? I was like, you know, Kim Deal from the Pixies and Peter Hook from Joy Division. He was like, yeah, well, as a 19-year-old, those were kind of lost on me. And I was like, oh, no. Okay. Bass lessons from a child. Cardi B? Can I play bass like Cardi B?
Right. What do you want from me, man?
Yeah.
The greats from the 2000s? What do you want from me?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Then don't work here. Right. If your only segment of music that you know is from the 2000s on, then maybe.
Yeah. Love Led Zeppelin, though. Real big Led Zeppelin guy, okay. Which was very strange.
Super recent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he likes Zeppelin's new stuff.
Right.
You know the crossover they did with Lil Wayne?
Right. That's love a good one. Yeah. Great one.
Yeah. All my friends are making fun of me. They say I'm going through a midlife crisis because I'm trying to
learn a new instrument.
Yeah, yeah.
You're expanding. You're going through a renaissance is what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. I've been wearing a lot of scarves.
Oh, no.
Drinking a lot of tea with my pinky out.
Nah.
Christy, I missed you.
I missed you too.
Welcome to Foster the Podcast. We teased everybody with one a few months ago and
then you left forever.
I'm here.
And never came back.
I'm back.
Okay.
I'm here. It's my birthday month. We're going to be doing these all month.
Birthday month. Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
What's the date today? Did I miss my husband's birthday?
I hope not.
Me too.
Today's July 5th. Yesterday was the 4th of July.
No, then I'm good. I got a few more days.
All right. Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
You don't have like a reminder in your phone?
I do. I've been a little busy, Justin. I've been a little busy. Life's been a little crazy lately. I apologize.
Yeah, you've been busy trying not to fall into the earth.
I don't like it.
Dude.
Sit still, Mother Nature. Calm it down.
Okay, so I've experienced one earthquake since I've been here, and that was about 5.5 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
Very scary. The wall shook, but whatever. Yeah. Never two within 2 days.
No.
That's a lot.
Yes. Definitely not loving it. No time for it. Please calm down.
Can I tell you one thing, though?
Yes.
You tell me your thing first.
I don't have a thing to tell you. I'm sighing because I already don't like your thing.
It doesn't bother me that much.
Oh, it doesn't bother you that
much. I don't love it because of just it's weird, but I don't freak out or get scared.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because I'm on the ground.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I've had friends that like ran outside, freaked out, calling, crying, and I was like, yeah, we're still on the ground.
Right.
But you get me up there?
Right.
And same
bump.
And a bird blows on us?
Yeah.
And I feel it?
Yeah.
I freak out.
Yeah, 100%. Yes. Yes. Completely on board with all of that. My thing, though, is just with kids, like, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to, like,
there's nothing I can do.
You've got to be a mama bear.
What? There's nothing you can do. Mm-mm. That's the scary part for me.
Yeah.
Is like, we can't hop in a car. Like, when I lived in Florida and it was hurricanes, like, you know, a week before it's going to happen. And right. if you hop in a car and you hightail it out of there, you wait for it all to blow over and it's done. My mom called me last night and she's like, you guys got to go somewhere. I'm like, forever? Like,
you mean move?
We live in Los Angeles. Like, I don't understand. Like, dude, this isn't like a week. Like, I can't go somewhere for the week and come back. Like, I would have to move to another state.
Yeah. Dude, my buddy in Vegas called me. He was like, hey, relax with those aftershocks over there, bro.
Right.
They felt it.
Yeah.
Isn't yep. that nuts?
Yep.
Ugh. That's, yep. It's wild.
Yes, it is.
I was sitting in a chair with my dog, and we started, like flowing.
Right.
And, I thought I was passing out because it wasn't like the yeah. walls weren't shaking or anything. It was just right. like kind of like this rolling thing. I was like, dude, I must be dehydrated. I didn't drink enough water. Mm-hmm. So I like, got up and I like went to the bathroom. I was like splashing water on my face and it was still like rolling. And I like put my hand on the wall and I was like, dude, I'm passing out right now. And I looked at the toilet and the water was circling fast. And I was like, Oh, this is God.
Right.
This
is right. The world.
Yeah, the world is moving. Yeah, yeah.
It's no big deal.
But it was long.
Yeah.
It was like a really long time.
Yeah.
My poor dog's like freaking out. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, he's so worried about me like passing out. And he's like, oh, no.
No.
The world is crumbling right now.
That's all.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's all.
I don't even know, like, do you have a evacuation kit? Do you have a backpack? Do you have a bottle of water?
I do. We've got like one thing of backup water, and that's pretty much it.
I have a can of baked beans and a LaCroix.
Okay.
Like literally for the apocalypse.
That's what you got.
Take me.
That's what you got.
I'm the first to die for sure.
Okay, yeah.
100%.
Yeah. My husband is an absolute weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
So he deals with all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got like, you know what I mean? Like, he's got, like, the bags.
Your husband is for sure, like, a doomsday prepper.
Yeah.
I can see that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally, I don't even own a map.
Yeah.
I saw this thing online of the things you're supposed to have in the backpack, and one of them says a map.
Right.
I was like, I wouldn't even know how to read it.
Right.
Unless it's talking to me.
I'm not off-roading. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm not. You know what I mean? I'm not the Lord of the Rings.
Which way is Mordor?
On an adventure.
I'm gonna
wait in that traffic.
I told you my evacuation plan is just to walk to the Burbank Airport and just buy the first flight wherever it goes.
Right.
Which I'm sure a lot of people have thought of that, right?
Yeah. That's probably. I don't think there's a lot of there's been a massive earthquake, but we're still airport's still running. Yeah, flights are still on schedule.
I would think it's like, yeah, you're in the air, you're fine, but I guess you would have to shut that down at some point.
Right.
Unless there was like no structural damage to the airplanes.
Well, you still have to take off.
Yeah, take off, yeah.
Yeah.
Eek. Could you imagine taking off during an earthquake? Or could you imagine landing during an earthquake?
No.
No way.
No, thank you.
No way. But it's so cute. Like, everyone calls and texts. And right. Like, you doing okay? You're like, yeah. Like,
people that live out of state.
Yeah. Like, my family in Texas, which is so adorable and so kind. But I'm also like, it's just one article away that says, you know, Southern California was 150 miles away and experienced light tremors.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you would know.
Right.
Like, you would know if Los Angeles was hit.
Right. It's a pretty big city. There's a couple people that live here.
Yeah.
It would probably be a breaking news situation.
Yeah. But it's very kind. And I want to thank you guys. I'm safe. Yeah, I didn't, you know, I've spilt my coffee on the just better, worse roads than this earthquake.
But the news sensationalizes whatever weather is elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's always, they always make it seem worse.
Which is nice that the people are checking on you, though, right? It would suck if there was, like, an earthquake and no one reached out.
He wasn't that great anyways.
Yeah. Hopefully he went quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to ditch somewhere with a LaCroix and a beans I can't open. I've got no can opener. Just chewing on my dog's leg.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, man. I love that. When I first moved out here, I would get those texts all the time. I saw there was a shooting in San Francisco. Are you okay? Oh, you mean the place that's 7 hours away?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Made it. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
So anyways, we're alive and safe here in California.
Yeah.
I'm not going to die before my big birthday. It's my birthday month. It's my last year of my 30s.
Yep. Make it count. Gotta learn the bass.
Yeah. Yeah. A new language, an instrument. New
language. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's an important year because then you want, like, when you hit 40, you want to, like, feel awesome.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm, like, the healthiest I've ever been.
Right.
I'm doing all these
Which
things.
I am that. Mm-hmm. That is great.
Yeah.
I am the healthiest I've ever been. Mentally, well, I don't know, mentally. Spiritually, I'm okay. Right. Spiritually, yep. I'm the best I've ever been.
Yeah.
Mentally, I could use some fixing up. But, yeah. But yeah, so physically and spiritually, I'm the best. But it's also like, I don't know, man. The big 4-0 is like, I wonder if, you
it's
know,
a whole other thing.
I had pictured some different life choices.
Thought I was going to go a little different.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know. I do like a goals. We talk about this. I do like a goals check-in for the new year every year. And all that's fine. But that's a benchmark of like.
Yeah, but you can't get into the what traditionally you think 40 should look like. And that kind of thing. Because if you are continuously growing and hitting goals that mm-hmm. you set for yourself, then it doesn't matter what the goals are. Your goals are your goals.
Right. Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
You couldn't even say it out loud. You couldn't even hold eye contact when you said yes to
I
that.
I do. I just got a lot. I feel like 39 is me like cramming for a final exam.
Like, yeah,
there's a lot I got to do this year.
Yeah, I got a lot to do.
Hand me my bass. Let me show you.
Let me show you what I learned.
I learned how to play Smoke on the Water.
Right. Right. Happy 40.
Oh, man. Yeah. So we'll see. A lot of changes this year. It's been a lot of changes for everyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
But. That got so sad so fast.
It did.
We both just went in our own heads and went, oh, what does it all mean? You were just run down the street screaming, what's it all about?
Why?
Oh my God.
No, it is good. You're in a good spot. You gotta, I think it's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Life is like new exciting. and
yep.
You know.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yep. You can cut out whatever you want, but I'm going to get all into your business mm-hmm. and just talk to you. Mm-hmm. Like it's just us. But I think you know, sometimes when people go through mm-hmm. like massive, massive changes, mm-hmm. you have to like adjust to the new way of thinking and adjust to the new way of living. And then you like implement it, right? So then you start to like figure out. You like try it out in the world, right? Like
yeah.
You've learned all this new stuff and then you like try it out at like a new job and you try it out in a new relationship and you try it out in a new group of friends or, you know, like whatever it is. You try all these things out and you kind of figure out what works and what doesn't. And a lot of times what seems to end up happening is that the whole slate will get wiped clean.
Mm-hmm.
And so like,
mm-hmm.
and it feels like you're starting from scratch.
Yeah.
But really what you're doing is like, you know what I mean? Because you're not going back to where you started. You have all of this like information and you've done all of this trial and error. Mm-hmm. So it makes it so much easier to make choices moving forward. So you really are like ahead of where you were. You just had to get rid of all the stuff that wasn't perfect. You know okay, what I mean? Or sure. wasn't working. And then you get to move forward from there. You can't accumulate stuff if the space is all full.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because there's that certain sense of like when life changes, you're like, ah, I'm starting over. And like this right. is like a calf trying to walk again
right.
or whatever.
And it's hard when it's all at like a full
change.
Slate.
Everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like, all right, just everything from scratch. Like, okay, you tried it out. You tried this. You fooled around with that. But now we're going to take all this stuff from you. And now you have to pick and choose the right stuff for you with the information that, you know, you learned mm-hmm. along the mm-hmm. way. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it feels It feels like starting over and it can look like starting over, but you're really not. You're far ahead from where you started.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, that means the world. Thank you so much. Please validate me. But no, you're right, though. You're absolutely right. And that's a great perspective.
Yeah. So just something to keep in mind. Keep that in mind, everyone, as both the world and the cosmos are in upheaval. And so that seems to be the theme in the people that I'm in touch with right now.
I heard a great quote the other day. It was like, two things that people hate the most is change and things staying the same.
Right. Yep. To me, this is the season of fuck it. And mm-hmm. like,
it really is.
Yeah.
You and I are on the same with that. It's just fuck it.
It's a season of fuck it. It's not a time to like buckle down and replace stuff and whatever. It's a time to just kind of like chill and see what life brings you and, you mm-hmm. know, kind of take it on the chin. And, you know, after the summer, you'll be able to like regroup and sort of like, you know, not you, but one.
Right.
Humans will be able to like regroup and then think about what the next move is. But for now, there's just so much going on. One thing on top of the other, nonstop, nonstop, nonstop. And that's why, like, you can't swim against the current. You just gotta, like, you know what I mean? Put your feet forward, cross your arms, and just let the current take you. We'll figure it out once we hit shore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How to get where we're going. But for now, it's like, you just gotta go with it, man.
Yeah. And I guess I'd come from that, like, school of thought of, like, oh, you're going through some stuff. You just stay as busy as possible. That way you don't have time to think about it and you don't have to even worry about it. Right. Just go, 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 go.
Right.
And when you do that, sometimes it just comes crashing down.
Well, right, because you burn out.
You burn out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And now you not only have fear and anxiety about what's going on, but you're also exhausted and overworked and overwhelmed and, you know what I mean, in a bad place to be able to take it on to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a good plan.
It's like all that stuff is still there, but now also you're exhausted and like mm-hmm. mentally drained. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm in a new place physically. It was so funny. I Googled your address just to see how far, and I was like, "You are 4 minutes away from Christy."
Yeah,
I was
like, you are literally right up the street from me.
This is amazing.
Yeah,
the church bells in front of your place, I can hear from here.
Yeah,
it's wild.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to get some work done on the apartment I called TaskRabbit. Have you done that before?
No.
If you don't know what TaskRabbit is, it's when a high school dropout comes and does work on your place that he's not qualified for.
Right.
Okay. And a DJ
right.
come do rewiring of my electrical.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Some guy is up there with wires and right. bolts and
it's just
telling
it's,
me about his SoundCloud link.
Right. It's not about... It's not about being a dropout. It's just people who do not do that as a job.
As a job, right.
You know what I mean? It's when a non-electrician, when somebody who is a DJ or an actor or a writer or whatever needs some extra cash, they do things that they have no business doing whatsoever.
Correct.
Come change the oil on your car.
Right. I would have much rather that than...
The wiring. Yeah. Because who super knows? Who super knows? Quite faulty, I would presume.
I just assumed that they were like, because I didn't set it up, right? The landlords, right. I was like, hey, I'm having some problems with the light. The mm-hmm. person who lived in this place took the light fixture with them, which is a weird thing to do.
Yes, it is.
And she was like, okay, cool. We'll just call TaskRabbit and we'll send someone out. I was like, what? TaskRabbit sounds great. I don't know what it is, but it sounds fine. And then just some dude in shorts shows up with like a toolbox.
Right. How about you get a maintenance? How about a handyman?
Right. You don't got a guy for this?
How about a handyman? And TaskRabbit is normally like I can't get out of the house and I need someone to go pick up
right.
my dry cleaning.
I need milk.
Right.
Yeah. This dude halfway through like touching the green wire to the blue wire stops and goes, oh, this is cool. Picks up my bass and starts playing it. He starts slapping it like 311.
Oh, no.
I'm like, hey, man, the electricity, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Back to work? I super don't know you. I didn't invite you over here right. for friend time.
I think he thinks we're pals.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Isn't that funny?
I can't wait for you to be out of my apartment.
Yeah. Because if the earthquake doesn't kill me, the electrical fire will.
Right.
For sure.
Right. Right. We're not going to talk about instruments. Thank you.
How did your place burn down? DJ well, Chad. Unlicensed.
Yeah. Yeah. Came around and started messing with wires.
It's crazy.
Hilarious.
It's crazy.
How's the flying going?
Flying's been great.
Yeah.
I've been so good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I've been crushing Xanax. It's really nice. Yeah.
If you snort it, it works great.
Yeah, yeah. Did you know it works faster if you snort it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
No one told me that.
I took a flight with my sister and.
That's a joke, by the way.
Yes.
A lot of meditation. A lot of meditation.
Yes.
I'm going to get these emails like, dude, you're crushing pills now?
What happened? I took a flight with my sister, who's like has a very normal relationship with alcohol, and so I love to tell her my stories just to freak her out.
Oh,
she's,
my God.
She's 10 years younger than me. She's been on the show before.
You're like the scared straight sister.
Yeah, and I like it a lot. And I took a flight with her, and she was like. Something came up where she was like, maybe I'll have like a glass of wine before the flight.
Your sister's from Clueless?
Yeah. When she acts super precious, that's what it sounds like right, in right. my mind. And I sound like, I used to. Like, those. That's how it sounds
You're
in my mind.
You're a Vegas cocktail waitress?
Yeah.
One glass of wine, I used to shove the bottle in my ass.
Yeah. I'm the tequila monster. And she's like...
she's the mimosa.
Yeah. And I told her, I was like, yeah, man. And she's like, I don't know, but like, what if I, like, am I going to get dizzy on the flight if I drink wine before I fly?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, probably not. I'm like, I definitely used to take double Xanax and then get to the flight early so that I could start downing double Bloody Marys before I got onto the flight. I'm like, but then just one or two when I was on the flight. So, you know, you got to wake up by the time you land.
Yeah.
She was like, what?
Which a lady didn't. Did you hear about that?
No.
Last week, there was a woman who had fallen asleep on her flight, mm-hmm. and no one caught it. And she woke up on an empty flight that was parked on the back of the hangar somewhere.
Okay.
And she couldn't get off because there was no...
Stairs.
There was no stairs.
Right.
So she was stuck.
Right. So what's happening at the airports right now?
Dude, I don't know.
They walk up and down those aisles. How does no one see a sleeping human?
A sleeping person. Could you imagine like waking? First of all, I've never slept that deep anywhere.
Right.
Much less in the air.
Right. Right.
After a
she
landing.
She was probably on the double Xanax Bloody Mary.
She was on the Christie diet yeah. for sure. That's what I'm calling it.
Let's not.
It's copywritten.
Let's super not.
Passed out, woke up, pitch black, got to the door, opened the door and looked and she couldn't get anywhere.
Could you imagine? No. Do you know how high that door is up when there's
Very.
No? And you just like push it open. Fall to your doom.
She had to get her phone and was like flashlighting.
Why didn't she just call Delta or whatever?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think that her first reaction was to turn the flashlight on and to signal somebody, which worked
gotcha.
Pretty fast. I mean,
okay.
they came and got her pretty quickly.
Okay. I would presume so.
I would think that I was dead.
Yeah.
I would think that the plane didn't make it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wherever we landed,
yeah.
it didn't work out.
Right, it didn't work out, and here we are.
And yep. I'm the only one that, like, everyone else yeah. has just vanished, or
right.
I don't know.
Right, or like a 28 days later situation,
exactly.
where it's like, whoever is coming to this plane is definitely a zombie.
Right, exactly.
So maybe I'm safest up here, where there's no stairs.
Right, yeah, I just die of starvation up there.
Right. Right, just eating peanuts for as long as you can.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, how did they not walk... So obviously they didn't clean the plane,
right?
Which they're supposed to do,
right?
Right,
right.
So I don't do. I would lose my shit. I would yeah. own Delta right now.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
I love that we're just pinning it on Delta. No
yeah.
idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No idea what airline this happened on.
Delta and TaskRabbit aren't sponsoring this episode
no,
of Foster
no.
the Podcast.
Just decided it's Delta's fault. End of story.
Sounds
Can't
more
tell
like
me
a
otherwise.
Sounds like more like a Spirit problem.
It does,
right?
Or like a something air. You know what
you
I mean?
Something blank air.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Michigan Air.
if you fly in and out of Burbank, there's like some boutique airlines.
For sure. Yeah, yeah. Vintage airlines, yes. We call them. Yeah.
Yes.
Fresno Air.
Right.
What is
right. Who's Jimmy and how'd he get his own airline? You know what I mean? Like just random pictures. I'm like, what is that, like a tomato? Where is this plane going? Sbarro?
There's an ad for Sbarro on the side of it.
What's happening?
That is hilarious. Where'd you get your pilot's license? Oh, I'm not a pilot. TaskRabbit.
TaskRabbit. Just whoever.
Yeah, I've seen some of those and I see people getting on them. I'm like, I'm good.
Where are you going on that random ass plane? Where are you going on that random plane?
Greg's house.
Right.
Yeah, no way. No way. Ooh. There's some like I still have friends who fly. What's the Frontier?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
If you're over 20,
no.
Stop.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Mm-mm.
Stop.
No.
20s, like.
You don't have to do that.
20s is Spirit and Frontier. 30s is Southwest. Do 40 and up, you got to do Delta.
Yeah.
You got to get an old man airline.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't like the old man airlines.
You got to get TVs. You got to get outlet. I fly Southwest where you can't even charge your phone. There's not even an outlet on that.
Southwest is great. You can do everything on Southwest.
What can you do?
Southwest and Virgin have all the things you need.
What can you do on Southwest besides get to your destination?
You got Wi-Fi. You can charge everything.
Out. The Wi-Fi is always out. There's no outlets. You can't plug your... Well, I still have a really old computer that has to be plugged in. Maybe this is a me problem.
Maybe it's a you problem you just can't use the HDMI port or whatever it is.
I can't.
Maybe it's your old-ass devices.
Right. That always randomly gets pulled every single time. Whenever I travel with my computer, it always gets...
Yeah.
And they look
like
at,
this big beast of a thing. No one travels with this shit anymore.
And they look at me like I'm kind of like a piece of shit.
Right.
Like, oh, right. This is, you're still, you're, we're still doing this.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe
right.
They're not, but
where's
I feel.
Where's your tablet, you douche?
Yeah. I'm like, I feel your judgments right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, I feel that same judgment when I put in like headphones that still are plugged into the phone.
Right.
Like I'm that guy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That drives me insane.
Yeah.
I have an $850 phone, but I still look poor because I have wires.
Right. Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I have a smartphone. I don't have the.
Whatever.
The little.
Yeah.
Wireless.
Yeah. Buds or whatever.
Yeah. Looking at me like I'm a loser. Don't judge my life.
Get out of here. I got a bass guitar.
I'm almost 40. Don't judge my life. That's my goal. When I hit 40, I have wireless headphones.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, I'm saving up.
You know, putting my pennies away in my jar.
Oh, my God.
My Simpsons piggy bank.
Oh, you and your kid share a room, huh?
Oh,
no. These are my things.
Oh.
These are my things.
Oh.
Thank you.
No.
Oh, you're like the cool dad when the kid comes. No, these are mine.
Nope, this is all my stuff.
These are my Harry Potter books.
Thanks.
Being displayed.
Thanks.
Next to a Dobby
did
elf.
Did you paint these figurines yourself?
I did not paint those figurines
did
myself.
Did someone paint them for you?
Well,
or you bought them?
Every product that's painted, someone's painted for me.
Okay, but right. You bought them pre...
Yeah, they're like little Harry Potter figures that come in a bag and you...
Right.
Yeah, and you can buy them.
Well, yeah, but there's also figurines like this that you can like... paint to look like your own character.
I'm not that
you
much
like
of a nerd.
RPG.
I'm not that
awkward.
Do you do that?
No.
Do you paint your own toys?
I don't. I don't have figurines for
Christy.
Any of my.
Why don't you make an eye contact?
I
do
don't.
Do you?
I don't have any figurines.
Will you stop trying to pyramid scheme me into playing D&D with you and your husband?
No, I will not.
Once a week, I get a text of you.
I don't understand.
Luring me in to this lifestyle.
You are not cool.
I have a bass.
You are not cool.
Guitar.
You have a room full of things that make you a prime candidate to come sit and play D&D with your loved ones.
That's like the rock bottom, though. If I go there, there's no coming back.
You would love it.
Would I?
You would absolutely, you of all people would absolutely love it.
Listeners, if you play, what is it? Dungeons
D&D.
And Dragons. Stop saying
you know
it D&D
it
like it's cool. Dungeons
you know
and say the full name. Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh my gosh.
Please write into the show, tweet, Instagram, Facebook, and let me know if it's worth my time. Because isn't it like an hour commitment?
Oh, it's a really long
time. It's like hours, right?
It's definitely, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's definitely a law. It's a brick of your day. It is a brick of your day.
You put us on this. Here's what Christy does, by the way. She'll do that thing that like salespeople do where they like back you in a corner and then you have to like come out of that corner. So she'll be like, hey, are you busy on Saturday? And then you'll be like, no, I don't think I'm busy on Saturday. Great. We're having a Dungeons and Dragons tournament. And then you can't be
there's
like,
no Dungeons and Dragons tournament.
Oh yeah, I am busy on, I just remembered. Like I'm already screwed because I already said I wasn't.
You know what? You know what? If you think you're too cool to play, that's fine. I'm going to collect whoever wants to have an actual good time with their friends. And then when you hear about how much fun we're all having together, jealous. You're going to be super jealous.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And you're going to be like, well, maybe I'll just make a character. And I'm going to tell you, no, Justin, no.
No, please.
You can't play
You'd
anymore.
Play without me?
Yeah.
Like you'd find someone else?
Yeah.
I want to play.
I know you do.
I went in.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm free on Saturday. Please don't replace me
it's
on this thing that I don't want
to
do.
It's so much fun. You get to take a break from reality. You get to make a cool character.
I like
with
that.
Any kind of character you want to
really?
Make. Yeah.
And you paint it?
No, no. You don't play it. There's no figurines. There's no game board.
I was trying to bust you. You do, don't you?
I don't.
Does Nick? Does your husband?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. I don't think so. I don't think he has.
Because that would be super nerdy.
I mean, depending on how many people we get together, we might have to have figurines to keep tabs on people.
How many people do you have already? Or is it just you and your husband?
No, there are... he is
yes.
the...
Don't say it. Don't okay. say it.
Okay. He's the one who tells the story.
What's
he's,
it called?
He's the Dungeon Master. And then, let me see.
The Dungeon
there
Master.
There you got 1, 2, 3, 4... Five.
You don't have five
There's
people.
Five
you
people
do
playing
not.
Right now.
You have Absolutely. Five people that come to your place and play Dungeons and Dragons.
Two of them are online.
Oh. So I can play
Two
online?
Two of them Skype in.
I'm far away from your apartment. I don't know if you've noticed
You
this.
Can walk to my apartment.
Damn it. All right.
Yep.
Can I? All right.
You're going to enjoy it.
Well, what am I, though?
Whatever you want.
Like, do I have to be like an elf or a dragon? Or
No, you can
like,
be a human.
I can be a human?
Yeah, you can be a human.
I want to be a human.
Good.
I don't want to be anything weird. Like, you're a level 5 cyclone. Or what? I don't know.
That's just weather. That's just weather. That's all that is. It's just weather. That exists also. That's not
okay.
weird. That's
right,
just
right.
an actual
okay.
force of nature.
Okay. All right. All right. And then how do I set it up, though? Like, what?
Do you mean?
So, like, you and I are sitting down, right?
Okay.
And your other 5, which, excuse me. Hypothetical 5 people
okay.
are sitting around, which I still yeah. yet to believe. 2 of them are online. Were they Skyped in on their computer?
They're Skyped in on their computer.
Of course they are.
Right.
So we're all sitting around the table.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down.
Right.
As a new time.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the dungeon? I'm not the dungeon master.
No.
Okay. That you have to work up to that.
Yeah. You have to know the game well enough.
Understood. Okay. So I come and I sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, welcome. And I wave to the 2 computer screens. Hey, what's up?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to do that. You
but
don't
yeah,
have
I
to welcome everyone.
I have to introduce myself.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin, nice to meet you. Nice
right.
to meet you. Okay.
You know everyone who's playing.
Oh, you have names?
You know everyone who's playing. Yeah.
Give me. I won't say it. Give me initials.
It's groomsmen from the wedding.
Heard. Okay. Understood. Got it. So I sit down, and then what do I have? I have a piece of paper. I have a
You have a piece of paper
chess
with
piece.
All of your character stats, and then you have
My character
some dice.
Stats.
Yes.
But I've never played before, so how does he have stats?
Because you'll put that together with Mick. You decide
the
what
dungeon
kind
master.
Of the dungeon master. You'll decide what kind of character you want to have, and you decide whether you want him to be smart or strong, what kind of weapon you want him to use, all of this stuff. You actually create a character, and then it's just like acting, which everyone in this town does.
They do accents and stuff?
If you want to.
I'm pretty good at accents.
You are terrible at accents.
You're right, I'm terrible at accents.
Yep.
Okay.
Very bad.
All right, so my character's not going to have an accent.
Probably not.
Okay, and then how do you win?
You don't really win.
Oh, God damn it. What do you mean?
It's just like storytelling.
Oh, God. This sounds like the improv of games.
It's 100% the improv of games.
Oh,
that is
no.
exactly what it is.
You know what games you can win at? Uno.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
Connect Four.
Yep.
You know how long those games take? Minutes.
Yeah.
Minutes.
Yeah.
How do you play? So no, there's never a winner?
No, there's never a winner. Generally, you're all working together as a party to, like, defeat whatever things. Find stuff, defeat things.
So stuff's, like, hidden around the apartment?
No, you don't physically do it.
Oh.
It's all in a fictitious place in a fictitious story.
So you're like, I found it, but there's nothing there?
You have to roll the dice and figure out, you have to look in the right place. Oh. You have to do, like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. No, but okay. So you roll the dice and it's like 7. Oh, I found a jar.
No, you... You go into a room and then the DM will tell you what's in the
room.
What's
the DM?
The dungeon master. You're making me so mad right now. He'll kind of describe the room and you'll be like, oh, I look around. Mm-hmm. And depending on what the dice says, like, you depends on how much stuff you're able to see. Oh. And like, oh, maybe he mentioned like that there's a bed and you're like, I go over to the bed and I inspect the bed. Maybe you look whatever under the mattress and you find a key. And, you know, like, it's just it's all just storytelling depending on what you do.
Oh, that actually sounds interesting.
The other person, the dungeon master has to pick up the story. They've like created a world, but they have to kind of lead the story based on what choices you make.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah. I'm mad at you.
What if I want to be the dungeon master? I'm really good at telling stories.
Yeah, but you don't know the mechanics of the game.
Yeah, but I can make it up. I can make it funny. I can do like a stand-up thing. Oh, that'd be really funny. Yeah. Like a stand-up D&D. Oh, I could be the funny DM.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys want to come over next week and play?
No.
Okay. You know what we should do, honestly?
Hmm.
We'll do it, but we should video it and live stream it.
Yeah. I mean, there's many people who do that.
Really?
Yeah. There's a whole community of people who videotape and live stream their D&D games.
They took my idea?
No, it's been going on for a very long time.
I don't know.
Some of them are hugely successful.
Like a couple hundred people watch it?
Nope.
Less. For sure less.
Millions of people.
Millions?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's
millions of people watch other people play D&D.
Dungeons and Dragons. Dungeons and Dragons. That's right.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you
should check out Adventure Zone. It's like very comedy based and it's a guy and his dad and his brothers and they play together and it's like very, very funny to watch.
It's on YouTube?
It's on, yeah, they have a thing on YouTube. And they have tons and tons and tons of followers.
Well, then I'm in.
Well, go for it, man.
What if I got a career not from comedy or
but from your podcasting, D&D but after from all your trash talk?
Funny we are on D&D. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
It's fun.
All right. You've sold me.
Good.
I'm in.
Good.
Okay, let's set it up.
All right, done.
We better have millions of people tuning in though, or I'm out.
And then, yeah, instantaneously, or
I'm
you're
not
going
to run around and be like, well, I found a light bulb under the bed to 3 views. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
it's
know.
It's gonna be
viral.
Oh, that's awesome! What if that was the thing that broke? And like, people want you and I to do like special appearances, but like to play D&D.
That is a real thing.
I just made that up.
You didn't make that up. That is people's job. There's a huge community around D&D. There's a tons of actors, a bunch of voices. There's a group that does it. That's called Critical Role. That's awesome, and they're. Yeah, they're amazing and people pay them to DM or whatever it is DM, and they show up and they pay the guy who does it to be their dungeon master for special occasions and they show up at all like the Comic Cons and things like that. I'm trying not to use abbreviations because you're going to make fun of me.
They do the DM at the CC and SD.
And people do it. They just raised, I don't know, some ungodly, like $8 million to do like a anime style cartoon based on their D&D game.
That's my ticket to success. I can't believe I just thought of this. I'm a genius.
Just think about it.
I'm really smart.
Thousands and thousands of games streamed all the time.
I haven't seen those yet. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Yeah. So here's what we'll do.
Oh boy.
Because you were talking about doing a live podcast to raise money for the March of Dimes.
Yep.
We'll do a live podcast or a live D&D. People can come watch us live roll dice.
Okay. Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah. But we'll let the listeners vote who gets to be DM.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to take a little survey. Yeah, I'm coming for you, Mick. Coming for you, Nick.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
No, for real, though. This sounds very fun. I'm in. Yeah. Especially if there's money and viewers involved.
Oh, boy.
We got to create. We got to do like, yeah. I'll be, don't worry about it. I'll be thinking about it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be thinking about merch.
Why don't you just calm down and just come over to our house and eat pizza and play this fun game?
Yeah, I can do that. All
right. Okay. All right. Maybe that.
We'll start there.
How about we start there?
Your next comic, you guys have seen him from his hit show Dungeons and Dragons on YouTube.
His hit show.
Please give it up for Justin Foster.
A million copyright issues with what you just said.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. All right. Well, this is the first of many, many podcasts because Christy's been avoiding me, not wanting to do the show.
That's false.
And so she's been too busy. I've been like, hey, you want to come record an episode? She's like, I'm playing D&D with the DM on the CC and the SD. I'll have to get you TM. That's tomorrow. And then she never does. So now that we're neighbors, we can start recording again.
Yeah.
Let's make it weekly.
You keep saying that.
I'm serious this time.
People aren't going to listen to you.
I have no free time.
If you keep lying.
I'm serious. Next week, there will be a new episode.
All right.
You've heard it.
Yep.
And then there's visual content, too.
There is visual content.
If you like this audio and you want to see visual,
ooh,
go to the YouTube page.
That sounds exciting.
The Justin Foster, because I don't know who has Justin Foster, but it's the Justin Foster.
That's fine.
Or Instagram, Justin Comic. And then, of course, we'll create a new page for the D&D. Or should we just make it one? Oh, we should make it one. FosterThePodcast.com/D&D. We'll work on that. .gov. Ugh. And
sully our game with your merch and nonsense.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to brand it. Oh, my God. What about Dungeons & Dragons? I don't think it's not copywritten yet, is it?
Yes.
Oh, people have it? Yes. DungeonsDragons.com is already taken?
Yes!
What about .net?
I love that you think this is a thing that just Vic and I do.
That you guys made
we're the only two who play it.
I've never heard of it before.
That means you're about to learn something.
I'm down. All right, we'll report back about my D&D experience in a couple months.
Shenanigans.
And all right. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, pleasure.
Do you have anything to say or plug or...
To plug?
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
All right.
My kids are cute.
Well, yeah, they are very cute. I picked you up today, and your son went to the window and watched you leave, and I felt like I was, like, taking you away. I felt so bad.
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
And I waved, and he did not wave back.
No.
No.
He's having a real mama's boy moment.
I'm forever going to be the asshole that took his mom away to record.
And he was. He was kind of squinting at you, too, like, who dis?
He looked like the dad who's I'm picking his daughter up for a date. Like,
Who dis?
Honda Civic?
Mm-mm. Right? Nope.
You better have her home by midnight.
Thank you.
So... I'll bring him back and I'll be the hero. He's totally me, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
My mom would run to get groceries.
And you would have a meltdown.
I would still be in the window when she got back.
Yeah.
Like Luke, the rescue dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If he was still small enough for me to wear him like in a backpack, he would just be
totally
chill.
Fine. Totally fine. Yeah. I would throw fits. My mom would be like, I'm going to go to the grocery store and get some bread. And I would scream and cry at like 15. You know what I mean? Like I was – this was like last week when I was in Dallas. And so anyways. All right. So we'll get the March of Dimes link up too. So we'll have that.
Yeah,
so
let's figure that out. I mean, there's no link yet. We still have to figure it out. Yeah.
I'll get merch for that too.
Okay, great.
MarchOfDimes.com/FosterThePodcast.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, and we'll book the live we'll book the date for the live show.
Yeah.
So people can come to it.
Yeah,
sweet.
That sounds fun.
All right. This has been fun.
Very fun.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.